Hello, hello. What's up, everybody? I am your host, Sarah Rudolph, and you are listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. Don't forget, if you like what you hear on the show, hit that subscribe button on Apple or Spotify, like us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod, and let us know what you think about the podcast. I'm flying solo on the show today for the first time, so hopefully you guys don't get tired of the sound of my voice, but have no fear, I'm going to break it up with some sound bites and interviews from this weekend's football championship game. Congratulations are certainly in order for the Liberty Flames, who capped off an undefeated season with a 49-35 win over New Mexico State. And we are going to talk a lot about that matchup and, of course, about Liberty's appearance in a New Year's Six bowl game, the first in Liberty's history, but also the first in Conference USA history. But before we get to that, let's run down a few happenings and stories from around the league. Some breaking news this week on the football front. We have two new head coaches to introduce you to in Conference USA. UTEP has hired Austin Peay head coach Scotty Walden, whose name you may recognize if you've been a Conference USA fan for a while, as he was the interim coach at Southern Miss in 2020 after they let go of Jay Hobson. Coach Walden led Austin Peay to two conference titles, and this year they were undefeated in conference play for the first time in school history. I know that the Miners are very excited about this hire. He's a young guy, only 34 years old, and he's shown a lot of success with the Governor's program at the FCS level. And he's a Texas native, so I know that he is thrilled to be back and to be coaching in the Lone Star State. The other coaching hire that was actually just made official this morning is Derek Mason, tabbed to take over the reins in Murfreesboro at Middle Tennessee. He knows this part of the state very well, as he was the head coach of a very, very good Vanderbilt program from 2014 to 2020. He led that team to multiple bowl appearances and beat in-state rival Tennessee five times during his stint there, including 3 years in a row at one point. He had taken some time off coaching and was an analyst most recently for the SEC Network, but he is jumping back into the coaching world and is looking to turn around this Blue Raiders program. Very exciting hires here. Can't wait to see what they can get done at their respective institutions this upcoming football season. In men's basketball, Liberty and Louisiana Tech are definitely the two teams to watch in the first few weeks of the season. Louisiana Tech has really been heating up since Texas Tech transfer Daniel Bacho came back from injury. Bacho has certainly lived up to the hype, no doubt about that, with three double-doubles in his first six games, and he's averaging 13.2 points and 10.8 rebounds per game, and that's after missing a couple of games to start the season. And he ranks 11th nationally in rebounding and third in offensive rebounds per game. That is absolutely incredible considering he missed the first couple of games of the season. Louisiana Tech won last night versus a very good Stephen F. Austin team, 56-49, and they are ranked 44 in the net. That is their highest ranking in program history. So Talvin Hester has got that program doing something really special this year, and we are super excited to see how the rest of their season plays out. And just ahead of them in the net, sitting at number 43, are the Liberty Flames. Despite dropping a game to FAU, Liberty still sits at the top of our league as the favorites. Kyle Rhode is one heck of a player, and coach Richie McKay has helped guide his team to a top 20 rankings nationally in threes per game and three-point percentage. If you haven't gotten a chance to watch the Flames on national television yet this season, it is your week. They're taking on Grand Canyon at home on ESPNU this upcoming Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so be sure to tune in to that one. And on the hardwood for Conference USA's women's squads, reigning CUSA champions MTSU are set to face Tennessee tonight at Probst Arena in Huntsville, Alabama, where the 2024 CUSA Basketball Championships will be held. The Lady Raiders have had a rigorous non-conference schedule so far this year, and they will continue to for the next couple of weeks. So they hope to make a statement here tonight against a Tennessee team who is currently receiving votes nationally. So if you got some time tonight, turn on your televisions, turn on your computers. You can catch that game at 7:30 p.m. Eastern tonight, streaming on ESPN+. And last but not least, before we get to our football championship recap, as you've probably seen, our WKU volleyball dynasty was knocked out of the NCAA tournament after losing a hard-fought match in extra sets against Tennessee on their home court in Knoxville. An absolutely incredible season for the Hilltoppers coming to a close. But the story that I think most people are missing in Conference USA right now is a red-hot UTEP program who is in the Great Eight quarterfinals of the National Invitational Volleyball Championship, which for those of you who don't know is very similar to the NIT, but for women's volleyball. And they are hosting Clemson tonight in El Paso at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you're listening to this and you're in El Paso, or you know what, heck, if you're in Las Cruces just down the road and you want to go support another CUSA school, get your booties on over to Memorial Stadium tonight to watch the Miners take on the Tigers. If you can't make it to the game tonight, though, it will be streamed live on ESPN+. But if you're in the area, I suggest you get over there because it is going to be rocking. They have had record crowds at their past couple of NIVC games, so we're expecting a close to, if not a sellout, tonight over in El Paso. So again, that's tonight on ESPN+ at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 7 Mountain Time for you Mountain Time folks. All right, that's all I've got for you for current events off the football field. Just wanted to give you a high-level look at some of the top stories from around the league, but we have got an incredible history-making weekend to talk about. On Friday night, Liberty won their first ever conference championship and defeated the New Mexico State Aggies 49-35 at home in Lynchburg, becoming the first ever undefeated Conference USA champions since the league began in 1995. Hopefully everyone got to tune into that game, but if you did not, I am going to spare you from me attempting to give a play-by-play of all the action. Just know it was a great one with lots of scoring, back and forth touchdowns, and broken records. I will talk about those broken records a little bit because they were incredible. They broke the CUSA championship record for total yards in a game with 712 yards and total rushing yards in a game with 393 yards. And they more than just broke them, like they really crushed them. The previous total yards record was 656 yards, and the previous rush yards record was 308. Listen, I am not a math whiz. My husband will tell you that, so I'm not even going to attempt to do math for you, but Liberty toppled those records in incredible fashion. Caden Salter got the MVP nod, are we surprised, after he finished 20 for 25 passing for 319 yards with two passing touchdowns, no interceptions, and he also led the team in rushing with 12 carries for 165 yards and added another rushing touchdown on top of his two passing ones. Then all eyes turned to the matchup between Tulane and SMU on Saturday night. Myself and five other Conference USA staff members got delayed getting out of Lynchburg, so we actually had to watch that game on a plane from Charlotte back to DFW, and we got the outcome that we wanted, the outcome that gave the best chance for the Flames to get that New Year's Six bid, and the Mustangs beat Tulane, which meant we had a chance. So a couple of our staff gathered in our headquarters office on Sunday to watch the CFP reveal show, and I have to tell you personally that after watching them reveal the top four, I was a little bit worried. Leaving Florida State out of the top four after being an undefeated conference champion, it gave me pause, and I was a little bit worried about Liberty's chances for that New Year's Six Bowl bid. And I was not the only one. I want you guys to listen in to Jamie Chadwell's interview here that was live on ESPN this Sunday. Here he is chatting with Reese Davis.
Jamie, congratulations. Thanks for being with us. First year there, perfect season. Conference championship, New Year's Six Bowl. What's the significance of that to the development of your program?
Well, Reese, might have won too much too early, huh? They're going to expect. But you know, for us to be able to obviously go undefeated, win the championship, and then to be able to make a New Year's Six with Conference USA, first ever in the history of Conference USA to be able to do that. I mean, it's a special thing that, from a standpoint of recruiting, from notoriety. Now with the CFP coming. Next year, I mean, your name is out there, so that just gives us more access, hopefully, if we can continue to do a great job.
And that is one thing that's really important, Jamie. When we get to the 12-team format and bracket next year, Liberty would be in the playoff. That's the significance of this. How would you describe your nerves waiting on it? I mean, we saw the eruption of emotion from your team. Were you nervous?
I was anxious, be honest with you. I didn't think it was going to happen. And as a coach, you know, you watched what Mike Norvell had to do, and you're so close to being maybe in that New Year's Six. And I was thinking, what am I going to tell this team if we don't get in? And I was thinking about my speech and what I was going to have to do, because I was thinking it's not going to happen. And when I saw our name, I mean, it was a tear of joy, because, hey, it really happened. And I knew all the what people said about why we shouldn't be in. And so, you know, you maybe read into that a little bit, but what a special moment.
Hey, Jamie, it's Robert Griffin III here. Just want to say congratulations on an amazing year. And you guys boast the number one rushing offense in the country. Just how important has Caden Salter been to you guys' ability to attack teams through the air and on the ground?
Robert, thank you. Yeah, he's a special player. And, you know, the reason why we end up leading the country in rushing is because he can make so much happen with his feet. He's dangerous, obviously, passing the ball, but when the pocket breaks down, he can make it go. And he's been able to get his thing out of trouble because of the way he can run. And he's been a special player all season long for us, and we would not be where we're at without the way he played. And then you got to give credit to our offensive line up front. It's hard to run the ball when people know you're doing it. And those guys, led by Coach Durkin, did a tremendous job.
Coach, congratulations on the accomplishment. How long do you guys stay in celebration mode as opposed to now we have to turn and get ready to play the Oregon Ducks?
Well, after I saw we were playing Oregon, I said, we might as well just keep celebrating, you know. I know, but, right now, you try to get everything ready. We got to be recruiting. Obviously, it's a live period or contact period from that standpoint. So there's a lot going on, but the challenge with it is we got to get organized and get ready for them while we're still recruiting. Everybody's got to do that, but that's the challenge.
Is that Dan Lanning beeping in right there, Coach? That video went away.
I'm gonna opt out. I'm gonna ask him if Bo Nix is.
Coach, you've done a great job. You inherited a program that was really doing a great job under Hugh Freeze, and you were able to apply your own fingerprints while maintaining the culture of expecting to win. How do you kind of delicately balance that? Because I would imagine that's a difficult tightrope to walk.
It's hard to take over a program. It's even harder to take over a winning program, right? Because you've been winning, and this is how it's worked. And so when we got here, we asked the team to embrace the change, embrace the opportunity that we have, and then we were going to do everything we can to earn their trust. And my biggest worry, Greg, all season long was how would we handle a loss. And this year I didn't have to worry about it, so that's good.
What's in your entire coaching history, what's the best bowl postseason swag bag you've gotten, and how do you think that's going to compare to what's going to be waiting for you in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl?
Well, I can say this. We've had opportunities to be at some nice stuff, but I guarantee you this will be the best that we've had. And so right now I couldn't even tell you what I remember because you're so focused on the game. But the Cure Bowl does a fantastic job. That's been part of that a couple times. They do a great job with their stuff. But, you know, from what I hear, the PS5s are coming. I might have to try to get one for my son.
You might need one of those. Jamie, congratulations. Always a pleasure, and wish you the best of luck against Oregon.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
That was Liberty head coach Jamie Chadwell chatting with the folks on ESPN live this Sunday during their bowl reveal show. Anyway, finally, it was time for the big reveal, and our staff went absolutely nuts. You saw the Liberty reaction to getting in, but have you seen the Conference USA one? I posted it this morning on our CUSA Insider social media pages, so go check out at CUSA Insider Pod if you want to take a look at those. But yeah, we were pumped. We were absolutely so excited. Obviously, I've mentioned it before, this is the first time in Conference USA's history that we have had a team make it to a New Year's Six Bowl, and in the same year that we had a team go to the Final Four. I mean, it's been a really great year so far for the league. But back to Liberty. So I know there are a lot of naysayers out there who are baffled that Liberty could get in over SMU because of their strength of schedule. But here's the thing. Liberty is undefeated. 13-0. They are the only eligible undefeated group of five team in the country. They won every single one of their games against FBS competition. They beat five bowl eligible teams One of them, in New Mexico State, they had to beat twice, so they are 6-0 there. They lead the nation in interceptions. They're second in turnovers forced. They lead the FBS in rushing, and they're third in total offense with almost 515 yards per game. They've got an incredibly dynamic playmaker and quarterback, Caden Salter, who, despite playing all 13 games this season, is still looking sharp and is a commanding force on that field. And the thing that gets me, everyone loves to talk about that strength of schedule metric, but the one that no one is mentioning is their strength of record. So the ESPN strength of record metric, I think more people should be really taking a look at here. Liberty is ranked 14 in ESPN's strength of record, ahead of all other eligible G5 teams in the country, which includes SMU, who is sitting at 19. I rest my case. And you don't just have to sit there and listen to me talk about it. Here is Coach Chadwell in the post-game presser after he won the conference championship on Friday night.
Coach, you kind of talked about it on your on-field interview, but you mentioned during your press conference earlier this week that if Liberty got the job done tonight, that you thought that the team had what it would take to get a New Year's Six. Could you just add a little bit more to that? Do you think Liberty deserves to get a New Year's Six move?
100% I do. You got 13 wins. Our average margin of victory versus bowl-eligible teams. It was 17 going into tonight. It was 14 for this win, so I can't do that math. I don't know what that'll knock it down to, but 16. And we beat six bowl-eligible teams. That's the highest G5 in the country. Nobody else is above four currently. And so 13 up, 13 down, six teams that you've beat that are going to bowl games. One of those teams you beat twice and went to SEC country and hammered a SEC team who turned around and gave a miracle, or they would have beat a team that's considering for the playoffs. So our team has earned the right to be in there regardless of what happens tomorrow. But if you go all 13 weeks and match us up with who we're competing against for that spot, all the measurables, all the margins of victory, bowl, the people we beat that are bowl eligible, we have more wins, more margin of victory. And we've dominated, you know, as you look through, we've dominated the last 6 weeks. We've played games and we've finished and dominated those. Anything else you want me to add? Because I got a bunch.
Jamie Chadwell is a hoot, y'all. I just love how matter of fact he was. And he was so prepared to answer that question. It was great. Liberty's in New Year's Six Bowl. We are very excited. And we are just absolutely pumped to have them in the Fiesta Bowl. I have heard incredible things about this one. I've heard it's a lot of fun. Our Senior Associate Commissioner Kelly Carney was telling me that pre-COVID, we'll see if they do it again. Pre-COVID, as you were walking into the stadium, they used to pass out little bowls of salsa and a little pack of chips to every fan who walked in the stadium. So I'm hoping for that again. So we're excited. Fiesta Bowl, January 1st against the Oregon Ducks. As I mentioned, this is, again, the first time in CUSA history that we've gotten a New Year's Six bid, so we are thrilled to be there. And you will certainly be seeing more come out from the conference about that game as the weeks continue on. We'll have a bowl preview show coming up on December 13th, highlighting all of our other bowl-bound teams, with Jacksonville State headed to the New Orleans Bowl to take on Louisiana, New Mexico State playing in New Mexico in their home state. We expect a lot of fans there. They're playing against Fresno State there in the New Mexico Bowl. And WKU matching up with a familiar foe in Old Dominion in the famous Toastery Bowl, which is in Charlotte at the Charlotte 49ers Stadium. So lots of familiarity going on in that game for sure. So that will be, again, that's a Wednesday, December 13th. And then we'll have a full Fiesta Bowl preview show for you on Wednesday, December 27th. So mark your calendars for both of these shows because you won't want to miss them. And I wish we had a little bit more time to talk about all of the football superlative awards that came out today, but I'm going to spare you from listening to the sound of my voice any longer and just give you a quick rundown of the winners. It should come as no surprise to anyone that Caden Salter was named the MVP of the league. Our offensive player of the year, which is different from the MVP. MVP is just total. It could be anybody. It could be a special teams kicker if you thought that he was the best of the best for that year. So our offensive player of the year, quarterback Diego Pavia from New Mexico State. Defensive player of the year, we've got Tyron Dupree at Liberty. Newcomer of the year, Quentin Cooley at Liberty absolutely also had an incredible game on Friday night. Hat trick of three touchdowns for him. We've got our special teams player of the year, kicker Ethan Albertson from New Mexico State. Our freshman of the year is Michael Richard from Louisiana Tech, defensive back. And then we just couldn't have it any other way, obviously. Our coaches voted the same way we were thinking, but coach of the year, co-coach of the year, Jamie Chadwell from Liberty, Jerry Kill from New Mexico State. Both of these coaches have done incredible things for their programs this year, and we just obviously had to have it as a co-coach of the year. Jamie Chadwell recently just named to the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year semifinalist list. If you ask me, Jerry Kill also should have been there, but unfortunately he did not get added to that list, but he's on that list in our hearts. So, guys, that's it for the show today. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let you guys enjoy the rest of your afternoons. Hope you've had a good time listening to the show today. We'll be back again next week, December 13th, for that bowl preview show, previewing the three bowls happening on two on December 16th, one on December 18th. And we are just so excited for bowl season. Postseason is here, and we are ready for it. Thank you guys for listening so much. Don't forget, if you like what you hear, go subscribe on Apple and Spotify. Follow CUSA Insider at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. And leave us a review if you really like the show. We'd love to hear from you. All right, guys, that's it from me. You are listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.